The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. St. John of the Cross writes, "This is how we recognize persons who truly love God: if they are content with nothing less than God." How does a person find a treasure that's buried in a field? They have to be looking for it. They must be searching it, pursuing it, desiring it with all their hearts. And what's interesting, when this individual finds this treasure, what does he do? He buries it back in the ground and he hides it. Now, it might be because the treasure was so vast that he couldn't take it away in that moment, but it doesn't seem like that's what Scripture is saying. It seems like it's saying that it is incompatible with his other possessions. Like, he has certain things that would prevent him from being able to receive this treasure, so he's got to get rid of all of it. And it's that same thing that appears in both instances. He went and he sold all that he had. We think of the rich young man, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything. My brothers and sisters, there is a prerequisite to receiving our Lord Jesus Christ fully. And it is surrendering everything to him. Now, some people do that literally, like religious who take vows of poverty. But every single one of us must at least do it at the level of the heart. And that doesn't mean just doing it part way or half way. Completely at the level of the heart. "Lord Jesus Christ, I give you everything. All that I have, it is no longer mine. It is yours to do with as you will." And what happens when we surrendered everything to him? We cease to be afraid of losing anything because it's not ours, it's his. And he knows what's best to do with it. And what happens when you cease to have a fear of losing something? You can live with such abandon. He can do anything he wants in your lives because there's no longer a fear. I close with this. There were numerous instances where St. Maximian Kolbe was beaten while he was in Auschwitz. His fellow prisoners said not a single time did he ever cry out in pain. And he never got angry with those who beat him. And after every single one of these episodes, he would smile. And he would say, "My brothers, do not worry. This is for the Immaculata." He'd given everything to Our Lady, including his body. She could do with it whatever she desired. And he knew that there must be a reason for what she was allowing.